Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
She is the host of Face the Nation. Margaret Brennan joins us on KMOX on Total Information AM. Margaret, a lot to talk about. A Chinese spy balloon. Ilhan Omar ousted from the Foreign Affairs Committee. And the Black Caucus meets with President Biden as Tyre Nichols laid to rest this week.
That's right. There's a lot happening here in Washington. The most immediate question is around that spy balloon you mentioned, because the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, was set to launch a trip to Beijing this weekend, and it would have been the highest level Biden administration official to visit to date. The question is, does that go ahead now that this espionage activity was discovered, very overt espionage activity, over Montana? And there are a lot of questions as to why the Chinese would do this at this moment, whether there is a message being sent or not. So as we decide whether there's going to be diplomatic fallout from this incident or not, in the meantime, the Biden administration is also debating what to do about the balloon, how to take it out. Apparently on Wednesday, according to our reporting, the president had asked about shooting it down. That was ruled out, at least for the moment. But you could jam the signals in other ways to make it inoperable.
Heated debate on the House floor Thursday afternoon. This after Republicans voted to kick Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar off of the Foreign Affairs Committee. What's the fallout for this?
Well, this is a continued political fight about Ilhan Omar, who is a lightning rod for controversy. But this incident you're referring to that is being used as justification for ousting her was well over a year ago, something she apologized for, something she spoke on the floor about in terms of her lack of what she said knowledge in regard to some of the things she said being understood as tropes, anti-Semitic tropes. But since that time, the Republican leadership has said they're going to draw a bright line here and kick her off the Foreign Affairs Committee, which means that she'll have a bit less influence in terms of at least influencing policy on that front. Of course, the irony is that people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar, both Republicans, have been given committee assignments, even though they have attended white nationalist rallies. So if the line is about hate, then, well, what is that standard? And it really is just being seen through a political lens, tit for tat at the moment.
And a side note, Congressman George Santos recusing himself from two committees.
That's right. The new New York Republican congressman who has grossly misrepresented his life and is under local, state, federal and international investigation. Came under pressure from within his own delegation from New York and fellow Republican from New York. Mike Lawler is actually one of the guests on this Sunday's program. And so he is taking a step back from the committees, but he's still in Congress. Congressman Santos still at question whether he will face any legal repercussions for some of the things he's done.
You've brought us the very latest each week, each Sunday on Face the Nation about what is happening in Ukraine. Kyiv today, European Union ministers are showing support for Ukraine. Will you talk about that Sunday and what's going on there?
Well, Ukraine is always on our radar in front of mine. I don't know if it'll come up with our guest this Sunday, but it's certainly something we track because it just has such global implications. Certainly, the CIA director said just yesterday that the next 6 months of this conflict are going to be decisive. As we watch some of those deliveries of long-promised tanks, for example, they may not arrive for months. So this call for weapons and armaments on behalf of Kyiv When you hear those European announcements, don't assume the weapons are arriving at that moment. And the Ukrainians are saying it is a moment of desperation. They need that much more to prepare for what they expect to be a Russian onslaught in the spring.
He was beaten to death at the hands of Memphis police. Several police officers arrested and charged in Tyre Nichols' death. He was laid to rest this week, and now we know lawmakers in Washington taking another shot at passing police reform in the wake of Nichols' death. The president and the vice president hosted the Congressional Black Caucus at the White House.
That's right. And so far, President Biden has said he wants to try to revive legislation that failed in the last Congress, the George Floyd Policing Act. It all fell apart in the Senate last time we went around this conversation. And that is when Democrats in the Senate walked away from a table, hitting a real impasse with Republicans led by Tim Scott, South Carolina, who is being watched as a potential presidential candidate on the Republican ticket. I have his Democratic counterpart on that program, Cory Booker. The two had been trying to work in the last Congress on police reform and just never were able to come to any kind of agreement. We want to see if there's any hope on that front. Cory Booker, Democrat from New Jersey, will be my guest this Sunday.
You're putting the finishing touches on Face the Nation for Sunday. Who else is on?
We will indeed. We have Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, on a number of topics, including the debt ceiling, but he's a China hawk. And so I'm sure he's going to want to talk about this incident with the spy balloon, along with other issues of increased tension with Beijing, as the two powers, the U.S. and China, really just are at a terrible place in relations. It's not just about military dominance. It's about economic and technological competition at this point. And so there's just many points of conflict. We'll dig into them Sunday.
Margaret Brennan, host of Face the Nation, will be tuned in. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.